Good morning. My name is Liz Reed, and I am one of the community workers working at London Road Baptist Church. I work at Witton Life, which is our community wing. I am married and I have two children. I'm well known in the church for telling jokes. So today I'll start by telling you one. What do you call a lady who hangs out the washing? You call her Peggy. I'll just pause while you just laugh. It does seem a bit strange talking to just my phone. Seems like I'm talking to myself, but I guess that some of you who know me would say that that's quite normal for me to be just chatting to myself. So how are we all doing? How are our days? Are we having days where we have a few wobbles? Do we have no motivation? Do we not really know what is going on? For me, it seems a long time since I have seen many of you face to face, and it will probably be a while longer before I will. But for now, I will take what I can from the meets and the greets, the faces in the distance when out shopping or walking, or just hearing voices over the phone. Who would have thought that we would be like this 3 to 4 months ago? Who would have thought that the world we live in would have changed so much? Are we fearful? Are we at peace? Are we still muddled in our heads and not quite sure where we are going and what we should be doing? Do we listen constantly to the news for updates and then think that we shouldn't have done that as we've ended up more confused than before? I want to take you back to before all of this began. It was 3 days before we went into lockdown, and I must admit I was scared. We did not really know much then. I think we were all in a place where we did not know what was happening or what we should be doing. We had read newspapers and watched the news and looked online or listened to friends and families to get any information that we could. It was the Saturday before our lockdown, and I had met up with my running group who I train with each week. We had decided to do an extra run today before our lockdown came. And we were all talking about what would be happening and how scared we all were and what we should be doing. Our route that day was to run from Pakefield to the South Pier and back again. And as we ran up and down the seafront, I remember listening to my worship music as I ran. It was a windy day, and as I was running, I was praying and saying to God that I was scared about this whole situation that the world was in and what was it going to mean for us, as me as a person, for us as a family, for us as a church, and for us as just a wider county. I had a pit of fear in my stomach, and I remember that I was watching the sea as I ran down the front. By this time, I was down by the South Pier. I remember looking at the waves. They were really rolling in, huge, great big waves, big rolls of sea with lots of their foam. And I remember struggling to run into the wind. But through all of this, I heard God say, "It's okay. I am more powerful than what is going on in the world right now. Look at what I can do. I can make the wind blow and the waves roll. I can make the sand blow. You don't have to fear. If I can do this, I can control what is going on in the world." I was reminded of the verse from John 14. "I leave you peace. It is my own peace that I give you. I give you peace in a different way than the world does. So don't be troubled. Don't be afraid." The song that I had playing at the time was "Great is Thy Faithfulness." It was a version by Sonic Society. It's a really good version. Have a listen to it. My songs are on shuffle. It wasn't planned by me for that song to be playing at that time when I had those thoughts. I believe it was planned by God. What greater reminder of how God is faithful do I or all of us need than the words in that song? At that moment, the fear that I had left me. And I had a peace. Again, in the words of that song, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. I was reminded that God is bigger than all of this, and I thanked him for his reassurance. Have any of us done that? Have we told God that we are scared, that we feel out of control, that we cannot cope? We may not feel like that all the time. I did not. But the more I spent thinking of how the world and how my life was rapidly changing, the worse I felt. And it was okay to feel like that. When we are taken out of our comfort zone, when our world is rocked, when we feel like our day-to-day life is not what it was. How often do we turn to God to help us through situations like that? Some of you may have heard this story before. Some of you know that I'm quite scared of flying. I do it because it gets you to a nice, hot, sunny place. I remember one time when we were travelling to the airport and I was praying and asking God to calm my fears and give me a peace, to give me a sign. That was important for me, for God to give me a sign that all would be well on the flight. By the time we had parked our cars, I still had nothing from God. Had he forgotten me? Had he not heard my prayer? Did I leave it too late to pray to him? And as we walked to the terminal, I looked into the sky. There was a huge cross in the sky made from the planes as they were taking off. God had given me a sign. He'd give me a kiss to remind me that he loved me and that all would be okay. I thanked him and the flight was okay. On the way home again, when we were travelling back to the airport after our holiday, I remember praying again and saying, I didn't really need another sign, but God, I really did need some reassurance that the flight was going to be okay. God was good. He gave me another sign. He didn't put one rainbow in the sky. He put two rainbows in the sky on the way to the airport. It was his promise that there is a calm, that there is a peace, and that all will be well. That flight home was one of the worst ever. There was a thick fog and we had to do a really difficult landing. And it was quite scary. There were a lot of scared people on that plane. But again, I was reminded of God's promise that he loves me and that he cares for me. And as long as I stay close to him, everything will be okay. My favourite verse in the Bible is from 1 Peter 5 verse 7. Cast all your cares on him, because he cares for you. What a great verse. We can take everything to him because he cares for us. I took my fears and my worries to him and he answered them. There are times when I have only prayed for certain things at the last minute. Are we like that too? Do we leave it until we can't do it by ourselves? So we run to the Father for his help. We've had many talks about how we need God to keep God close to us when we worry and we're scared. But sometimes we find it hard as we get caught up in how we are feeling rather than dealing with the here and the now. But God wants us to have this closer walk with us so that he can guide us and talk to us on our way, to give us reassurance, peace, and to remind us of his love. My question for you today would be, are you at peace? Do you take it back to God when you aren't? Do you run back to the Father for the reassurance that you need, that only he can give? Because that is the place where we should be. I can share of many times when God has shown me his peace, almost instantly from when I have shown it. In a devotional, Joyce Meyer uses the words, when God speaks, he gives us a deep sense of internal peace to confirm that the message we are hearing is truly from him. Even if he speaks to chastise us, his Spirit of truth leaves a calming sense of comfort in our souls. Peace is confirmation that you are truly hearing from God. Peace gives us confidence and faith, which enable us to be obedient to God's instructions. In Romans 15 it says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. The song that's going to play at the end talks about us running to the Father. The writer of the song, Cody Khan, says, this song celebrates the grace that never runs out and recognises the freedom and security that is found in the arms of the Father. So we can run to him again and again. Just run to him with everything. He can give you love. He can give you peace within. Give all your burdens to him. He can get you through this. You cannot do this by yourself. I gave up my fear to God. He does not want you to do this by yourself. He is there for you. It does not matter if you've not spoken to him for a while. And so my prayer for you today is that you can hand everything over to God, that you can run to him, that you can ask him for his peace in your life today. He is waiting for you.
Carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. Contact.